express yourself.
Wishing everyone a very happy day today. Today's Friday, March 29th, a very special day today. So we're welcoming everyone to another edition of KYUK's Talk Line, where you, the listeners, can call in and whatever's on your mind, you can express it over the air. So I'm Peter Atchek.
And I'm Nikolai Joke.
Yes, Nikolai's first time here, so be gentle and then be kind. Yeah, we've our regular host is somewhere up in Nome, I think, on our way back to Bethel. So today Nikolai will be joining us. So we're going to go on to our first caller. We got John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John.
Morning, guys. I'm going to be rough on him.
Okay.
Break him in.
Okay.
All right. How are both of you?
We're fine.
Boy,
we're good.
Nice spring day now. Huh?
Really beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, last couple of days was cold, and the next day was anticipating, waiting. Boy, and then worked hard. You know, when it's hot, it's hard. When
yeah.
It does. So. Anyway, when I was walking down, I seen the snow go on the side of the river here on the Boat Harbor side.
Mm.
I don't know if I should tell you, it's dangerous, but the only thing I can think of is stay near the shoreline. But you also got to watch these crevices because the tide comes in and goes out.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure you're able to cross. You know, a lot of time we went spring hunting. And it was dry in the morning, then we come back with a lot of water because the tide came in. So you've got to always be leery of that and watch out and kind of guess when it's coming,
yeah.
When you should come, and have good headlights if you're at nighttime, you know, because it's so deceiving right now.
That's right, yes.
And I want to wish everyone a safe weekend and welcome to all to my dancers that are coming here and the villages. If you're going to be coming here, please. Try to stay on a designated trail and off the river if you can.
Yes.
And be nice to go in 2-3 snow machines. That way you're always watching over your other people, you know.
Oh, there we go.
Much safer, common sense.
Yes.
So everyone have a really good weekend and enjoy to my fest and all the people that are coming here.
That's right.
And don't drink and drive and be careful and enjoy the day.
Okay.
Okay, Cleon.
Yeah, thank you, John.
That was great. Thank you, John.
Welcome over
okay.
there, Nikolai.
Thanks. All right.
Yeah. Okay, Cleon, Pierre.
Yeah, Cleon, John, yes.
Bye.
Always good to hear people giving good advice, you know, over the air, because we do need that sometimes, you know, yes, especially now with this year we have extremely different kind of conditions on the traveling ways, the river especially, and even on the tundra ways, you know, it's not the same as it normally
There's no
had
snow
been.
At all.
No, none. Yes, and then the ice is just deteriorating, you know, rapidly, and then their search and rescue had a meeting. I missed that because I was busy helping set up for the Jamai festival, so I didn't get to... I didn't make it to that meeting last night. The search and rescue had a meeting. I guess they discussed one of the items were the river and trail conditions. And
yeah, they've been good about publicizing all the information on Facebook and in emails. We get email alerts from BSAR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but for those of you that you know that. Know about what's going on out there in your area, you know, how the trail is or danger areas. You know, we always like to hear from people out there that are there. So live reports, you know, are always welcomed, you know, for here. And then we have a lot of guests coming in starting yesterday. And so we're going to have several hundred people. New people here in Bethel this weekend.
Yeah, that should be fun. That should be a lot of fun.
Yes. So and then today, listen to the new news. You know, I think Linda will be reporting on the Jamai events, And we're going to have a good weekend. And
yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to this every year.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the people that do come in, you know, they're some of them for the first time in Bethel. So, you know, be friendly to people that you don't know that may have come in for the event. We're going to go on to our next caller from Quixote. Good morning to Raymond.
Good morning, Peter and Nick. Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
To the new host there.
The guest host just for today.
He's a fill-in.
You know, this beautiful day that he's given us today again.
Amen.
To enjoy it the best we can.
Yes.
Yeah, and let you warn some, you know, outland riders. You know, I was out riding around on the tundra and on the meadows, and you know those potholes, those ditches.
Yeah.
They're filled with water, and I was riding along, and then I thought I was going to get a smooth ride on top of that that ice, and when my front four wheeler got on top of the ice gave in. It just fell through, and it was pretty deep. I had a hard time getting out. So to all those riders out there, you know, if you're riding along the lakes and if you see those ditches with you know, with ice on top, be careful, because I think they're deteriorating faster than the big bodies of water. Even these small lakes, they're really thin and what we call needle ice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before you get on it, make sure you stop and check the ice to see if it's safe and, you know, if you're going to go across the lake.
Yeah, that's some good advice.
So everybody be careful when you're out there, you know, riding around. And these small lakes and side of these lakes, these what do we call it? Eddies. They're deteriorating faster than the middle ice.
Yeah.
So I was out there, you know, riding around. So that's all I wanted to send out.
Yes.
I don't know what you call them, potholes?
Okay.
But their ice is in stables.
Yeah.
As soon as my front four-wheeler got on top of that ice, I fell through.
And
that water was like almost like 4 feet deep.
Hmm.
So everybody be careful when you're out and about, and have a safe weekend. Bethel area, don't drink and drive. Use your common sense and have a good, wonderful weekend.
Yes, Koyana, yes.
Koyana, Raymond.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Yes, that's good advice, yes. Yeah, so this year is different, and people have to be vigilant and be very careful out there if you're traveling. We have another caller. James?
Hi, Pierre.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, good morning from Chivas.
Amen.
And your host to a new host.
Actually, he's a fill-in today because Diane is not here.
For the morning.
Yeah. Beautiful morning here. After foggy.
Yeah.
Couldn't even see a foggy thing yesterday.
Oh, no.
Today is beautiful.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, they went down, my younger brother went down to Kamigak and saw some geese, too.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, but, good.
Yeah, it's unusual, way too early.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely
even
been a very warm winter.
Waters, you know, where the Kaluvik is, and there's open water there, too, at Kaluvik.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I hope you guys have a enjoy your summer and good morning from Chiva.
Good to hear from you, James.
All right.
Okay. All right. Have a wonderful day and weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yes. Koyana. I was good to hear a nice, friendly greeting from GRAC whenever we're on here.
That's your home, huh?
Yeah, that's where I'm from, yes.
Okay.
We're going to go on to our next caller from Fish and Game. Good morning to Patrick. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Yes. Yes.
Patrick up? Jones with Fish and Game here in Bethel. I got a few announcements for everybody.
Okay.
One, we have open, it's open right now for proposals for anybody that wants to make any suggested changes to the hunting regulations or trapping regulations here in Unit 18. Proposals are due by May 1st. And if you want help, if you have ideas and you want help, you can contact us here down at the office, or you can get the forms off our webpage, whatever people want to do. But I just want to let everybody know that this opportunity only comes around once every 3 years. So.
Yeah. Oh.
So now's the time. The other announcements I want to make, too, is that we'll be using helicopters starting April 11th through the 20th on the Yukon to catch moose calves. We're going to put collars on them and weigh them. But that's will require us to use drugs to capture them. So anybody hunting on the Yukon in April on federal lands that sees a moose with a radio collar, we would ask them not to harvest that one, just because the meat's not going to be edible for a couple months after we catch it. Anyway, I just want to get the word out that we're going to be working with helicopters on the Yukon here pretty quick in the next couple weeks, and that anybody that has ideas about changing any current hunting seasons or trapping seasons, now's the time. Anyway, thank you.
Can we ask what number can they call or where can they go to?
Sure, yeah, I'll give you my direct
number. Okay.
543-2839.
Okay.
So these proposals that you're taking, do they have to be written? Can they be verbal?
They have to be written, but we'll help you. It's really easy. It's a one-page form. We'll help you fill it out if you want the help.
Oh, nice. And is this form available online as well?
It is, yes.
Okay. What's the website?
You can go to Google Alaska Fish and Game, or Alaska Board of Game, and you'll get there.
Okay.
Very good. Yes. Well. Okay. Is that it, there, Patrick?
That's all I have.
Hey, thanks,
all
Patrick. Right. Good morning.
Appreciate that info. Yes. Our stuff going on with Fish and Game, because that's a big part of our people's lives out there. You know, we need subsistence, and then there's regulations that we need to pay attention to and be aware of. So we're going to go on to our next caller from Bethel. We say good morning to Tess Gwynn.
Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Ms. Johnson. How are you?
Okay.
I'm grateful. It's good to hear Boyle on the radio.
Okay.
Nikolai is doing a good job. What I want to say is today is National Vietnam War Veteran Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I want to say happy National Vietnam War Veterans Day to all of our brave soldiers that remain with us. God bless you for your service to our country.
Wow.
And on behalf of the VFW Auxiliary 10,041, the ladies are making lunch for them.
Wow.
So
oh, nice.
Vietnam War veterans today come to the VFW from noon until 2.
From noon to 2, okay.
Okay.
Boyana.
All right, Boyana, thank you very much. Yes, it's good.
Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I'm glad people still remembering their vets, you know. And
yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them here in the Bethel area, which is really good.
I was
good.
So surprised to see that many, you know, vets, you know, when during Veterans Day, the high school did a thing, or at the Bethel Regional High School, and there was...
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Yeah, there was a whole lot. We have our numbers to call, if you'd be interested in calling over this way, to our talk line, are 543-5985, 543-2756, 800-995-8954, or email radio at kyuk.org. So we have a go on to our next caller from Naposkiak.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we're going to say good morning
to
you. Yes. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Earl.
Pretty Peter. Always nice to hear you on the radio.
You too. Finally, when you come in or call in, yes, good morning.
I got a lot of questions on the river, I see, and I talked to a couple of folks from Bethel, and Mark, give me a heads up.
Okay.
Just get the word out. Conditions above Bethel, as you heard earlier, they're deteriorating pretty fast.
Yeah.
That straight through area, they're recommending to stay out of that. It's less than 12 inches now. It's opening up at the mouth of Church Slough and Greek River, very dangerous spots. And that Cusco Clock, again, is, we're getting reports of it's 6 to 8 inches on, along that whole route on both Atkinchuk and Huisuk Channel. And, you know, I'm thinking too that Huisuk River in front of town, that's probably routing out pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
All this warm weather is kind of catching us by surprise.
And
the conditions downriver are slightly a little better. We're still recommending no truck traffic, limited ATV and snow machine traffic for those people that know what they're doing on the river. If you're green on the river, I'd recommend it, don't travel on the river. But if you're experienced and know where the good ice and the bad ice are, the main Kuskokwim River is still pretty well travelable by snow machine all the way down to Tuntutuliak after talking to some folks down there in Tunt. But got to be careful yet because, you know, Bethel, we're in the tidal activity. It's been low tide during the morning, which makes it very favorable for traveling. But in the evening time, the last few days with that storm that come through, a lot of overflow on both sides of the river and all along the sandbars down towards Johnson River and Tuntutuliak. I think that's pretty much on the river.
Question, Earl. On that ice that you're talking about, you know, I've been... it's probably not very good ice, a lot of areas, you know, like soft ice. Can you speak a little bit about that, you know, because that can be deceiving.
That soft ice out there, we went out yesterday and started doing, testing some sites.
Mm-hmm.
Like right out in front of Oscarville, we noticed it goes like 16, 15, 16 inches out in front where it had froze over late.
Yeah.
And that the top 6 inches of the ice on the... It's very, very soft ice.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a slush puppy. And then there's in the middle, it kind of thickens up a little bit, but then it gets really, kind of not really good towards the bottom again. I was using my measurements, and just to give you an idea, I've been using my, if you're using, a lot of people use those muck boots out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about 19 inches. And everywhere from Bethel to the Buskek, it was like that.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's less than the knee, you know, not knee thick, you know.
And that's not all. That's not all good ice. Most of it is soft.
Put in half in some places below Bethel. And thinner above Bethel.
Yeah.
Which makes it very dangerous out there.
Yes.
All of the site cooks again. This time of year and this kind of weather, the warm weather, all those fast water creeks that are coming off the hills, like the Keezeralik and the Queen River, the Rumovic Slough, all those, that's fast water coming out, causing those rivers, and normally they melt out first and fast.
Yes.
And same on the Johnson River. The folks out of Johnson River, you've always wondered why the Johnson River had current all winter.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the winter out there, and their elders were saying this year, the big lakes out there did not freeze down to the bottom of normally, which slows the current down, and these lakes never froze all the way.
That's right.
Causing current throughout the Johnson all winter and causing open lakes to open up around Kosciuszko and Nanakachuk very early in the here.
Yes. Yes. I heard that too. Yes.
So it was.
Okay.
I'm going to have to. You know, we had that accident down there at Quinnahawk. You know, prayers and thoughts out to the family there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Down towards Eek and Quinnahock, the same way down there, that Quinnahock River, I saw photos, it's wide open.
Yeah, so it is.
It's on the town, and I think they're going up to the ocean from there. I'd say no more snow machine traveling down that way towards Eek and Quinnahock also.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Earl.
All right, Peter. Thanks again for all you that you do.
Okay, very good, Earl. Yeah, really good to hear from you, and thanks for the good update you just gave us.
Okay, and then the Buskak Slough is starting to rot out, too, down here up in it, so I heard that earlier. Get that out there.
Time to look at your boats maybe now.
Yeah.
I've been working on mine for the last few days.
Well, it looks like the high school students got quite a bit of pike yesterday.
They might be looking at an early breakup, but being late in March here.
Yeah.
Remember in years past, April turned out to be one of the coldest months.
Yeah.
We still got to make it through April.
That's right.
We'd be surprised if we get more cold weather.
Okay. Late in winter, so. All right, Earl.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, very good report. We're going to go on to our next caller from Chilista. We got Tom. Good morning, Abaruk.
Good morning. How are you, Uncle?
I'm very good. How about you?
Doing good. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, how was the... I'm sorry, I missed the name of the other host today.
This is Nikolai Joke from Namposkiak.
Hi, Nikolai. Welcome. Okay. Well,
thank you.
I just wanted to give two quick updates from Chilista.
Okay.
But first, welcome everyone for Chamay Festival this weekend.
Yes.
A lot of sponsors. Chilista's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a table there so people can come and ask questions, sign up for stuff.
Okay.
So safe travels to everyone. So Kiana to Director Earl Samuelson for sharing all that information.
Yes, that was a very good report, yeah.
So we have a contest right now. The top prize is you could win an iPhone XS. There will be four winners. And there are two things you have to do to qualify for the contest.
Okay.
You have to go to mychilista.com. Go to mychilista.com and sign up for a free shareholder account. And once you sign up for your free shareholder account, then choose the option for electronic Story Knife newsletters. Once you do those two things, you're entered into the contest. If you've already done those things, like maybe a year ago, you're automatically entered.
Oh, nice.
So whether you did it last year or today, you're automatically entered, and the deadline is next Friday, April 5.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay, and then the other announcement that we had just a week ago, I think a lot of people have heard about it, but in case you haven't, the board approved a spring distribution. So that'll be coming out on April 15. For the average shareholder with 100 shares, that'll be $208.
Wow,
that's good.
So if you have a direct deposit... it'll be released for a direct deposit on Monday, April 15. And if you get it by mail, just wait for that check to come. It'll mail the same day. And you know, as we all know, this past winter was really bum for weather delays and cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been taking a long time for mail to get out to the villages.
That's right.
So just allow 2 to 3 weeks for that spring distribution check to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
But all that information you can find right on our website, chilistacorp.com. We're also on Facebook, Chilista Corporation. And again, we have some people that will be at Chamay Festival this weekend.
Okay.
So look for the Chilista table, and we can answer any questions or help you out.
Very good. Yes.
Thank you, Tom.
Sounds exciting. Yeah. No, we're just thrilled to hear about all that news and, you know, that distribution.
That's great news. That's going to help people.
Yes, that's very good news. Kuyana, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll see you again sometime. All right.
Nutan.
Yeah. Good. Very good. Yes, that's good news from Chilista. We have on to Bethel, we got Ivan. Good morning.
Good morning, Ivan, Nikolai.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Ivan.
Yeah, I second the motion on what BSR is saying on upriver and Earl.
Okay.
Yes.
Melting fast at an alarming rate.
Yes.
And I was up there yesterday with the snow going. My net holes were only 1 foot at Joe Peach.
Oh, no.
And then we went around the bend to Swalby Hole, the car, and straight slew at the mouth these holes that were open. They're trying to open up again.
Yeah.
And that other side, holy cow, it looked already no good. Especially the sunny side, the north side, where the sun shines. That's super fast.
Yeah.
And I hope they stayed in Yupik before we hit the weekend.
Yes.
And, Mike said travel at extreme caution. I believe they should put on their life jacket.
Yeah.
There we go. That's a good idea.
That's the way to go, yeah.
Otherwise, don't travel at all. And and just like Ray said on the tundra, those lakes and ponds, same thing. They're dangerous.
That's right.
And we got to tell our young people that hunt to stay on the tundra otherwise. And I hope the timber stay off the river and... otherwise, condolences to that Quinnahock family and Guyana people for their prayers and more on the negative side, I see AC's hell-bent on opening up a liquor store.
Oh, no.
And all the written promises of they're going to do it right. But look like breakup's going to hit that meeting with the ABC board and... And it's a good time for outlying villages to start mailing in your comments to the ABC board on the AC store.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They don't fool me. They ripped us off on that coupon booklet. I don't know if you remember that. I don't even know if anybody won that.
Oh.
You know, we get them coupons and stick them onto that booklet. That was a scam, and they got away with it. We're on a positive note. Happy Jamai, everybody.
Yes.
Okay, good morning, Peter.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Ivan.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, if somebody knows how they can mail in the, or an address, you know, because it sounded like I don't know if he had it handy, you know, but I forgot to ask him if he had an address, you know, where people can mail in their comments to the Alcohol Control Board.
Yeah, and they should have a website if you Google it, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so if somebody, you know, has that handy, you know, we'd like to hear from that, you know, about that address so that people that may be interested in writing a comment, they can go ahead, you know. But our lines are open, you know, if you'd like to join in and to our talk line, you know, you're more than welcome, you know, especially we always like to hear from long-time listeners but first-time callers, you know, so if you're one of those, please feel free to call 543-5985, 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954. And then there's the email address, radio@kyuk.org.
All right. Okay, on to our next caller. We got Willie. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Kaka.
Oh, Witch, good morning to you.
Yeah. Man, you can't beat this good kind of weather today.
That's right. Yeah, clear blue outside.
And it's going to do a lot of little damage here and there if you stay warm like this in the river today.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, are we open for suggestions?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
I have a suggestion that, you know, during this July, they should just close this liquor store until it's over, because already we were experienced drunks yesterday that were, there was a guy that they saved right on the outside of the city wall in front of First National Bank and place that nobody noticed. Mm. One of my boys noticed that there was a guy in there, he was passed out and the tide was coming in, and just in time they found him. Can you imagine what's going to happen if Jamai opens and the liquor store opens at the same time? Because most of these villages, all they want to do is drink and all that, just for safety's sake, you know.
Yeah.
That guy Carl Ivan was right there. I took a walk myself yesterday up around the street, slough, and checking out the sandbars and their monarch holes up there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of places opening up and lifting and deteriorating that you can't see. And I still see four-wheelers and riding back and forth. Well, anyway, my suggestion would be, I wish they would at least close that liquor store for a couple of days. Anyway, that would save a lot of agony around town.
Yeah.
Okay, good morning.
All right, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you, Willie.
Thanks for airing that out, you know. Yeah, so... I don't know if that's, I don't know how that would work, you know, if, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so maybe if they brought this suggestion up earlier, something might have been able to be, had been done.
Yeah.
You know, to close the liquor store temporarily during, you know, during this Jamai event. But we got going to go on to our next caller from the... Army National Guard. We got Sergeant Salafi. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Peter. How are you doing?
We're good. How about you?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
To reach out to the public, veterans, retirees, when they were serving during the 2nd Battalion era. The Alaska National Guard, there is going to be some representatives from Anchorage coming through, and they'd like to reach out to the veterans and retirees and or their spouses at the Jamai Festival during the time when they have all those tables out.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty much all afternoon tomorrow. I'm not sure about today, but anyway, this is a... Alaska National Guard Warrior and Family Services is going to be putting out some things for veterans and retirees. And one of the things they wanted me to say, their goal for this trip is to honoring your service. And
that's great.
It says in here.
Wow.
Did you serve with the Scout Battalion? Are you missing documentation? The National Guard and DMVA would like the opportunity to address concerns surrounding unresolved administrative issues veterans and retirees may have from previous services in the Scout Battalion. So basically they're saying if you are a surviving spouse, and if you need information on retiree stuff, bring these documents. If you are a retiree and you need to address some issues, come up to the high school tomorrow, and if you have documents, bring all your documents, and the people from Anchorage, the people that are coming from Anchorage, they'll try to help you out the best we could, they could.
So yeah. So
tomorrow, go ahead.
I was going to ask on those documents, you know, what they need, an SR-22 or discharge papers?
A lot of times they need a DD-214.
Oh, yeah.
NGB-22. Or honorable discharge document.
Yeah.
anything that pertains to the military, proof of service.
Okay.
All that,
yeah.
All that good stuff. And I guess they mentioned also if there is a retiree out there that is due for a new ID card.
Oh.
And if they have the right documents and two forms of ID, like a state ID, tribal ID card, and or Social Security card, if they have proof of service that they're retired, we can bring them up here to the Army and make them an ID card while they're here in the...
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, that'll be a good service there. That'll be a good thing. Yeah.
We'll be busy. We can shuttle them back and forth. That's what we got three people in Bethel here, permanently living in Bethel, that can make retire ID cards.
Very good. Yes. That sounds good. Yeah, we're glad you called, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Peter, yes. I'm sorry, I can't really translate that good down.
Oh, Chandra.
Yeah, if somebody could translate it.
Okay.
My Yupik is broken.
Yeah, I'll tell him briefly. Yeah, move to a little bit. Okay, Koyana, Joe.
Koyana, Kfa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Ya aguna mak kala sakpani angu khni chali toqa im chal akut khuqa angu khni wi talkhat im taqlkhat im this weekend khuq chamayam illoni pamani high school ami chan it ran piu kupchi no kupchi tamakun piu ngachi kupchi chali luqa kutta ай пати таммани ангухнигуиллхукаата чалаллаачали а чанангатой каюут кофтининг пиунгатииккаатсиа а усагнерати айпагни макинерми хукафтунунами тамманигуитатииккута апитканхкупти валлукаа икааюсккупти тамаакутуллагнератин уллагнерати памани наллунаатииккутамаайам наллини син шорт дат вас ит ю ноу.
Yes.
Oh, we lost Howard. Oh, Howard, do call back. We're sorry we waited. You waited so long, but we're gonna go on to our next one. From Maniac, we got Herman. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. I know you're asking for first-time callers, but
no, we welcome your call. your call, Herman.
I gotta keep it short.
Okay.
Two subjects to talk on the liquor store and also what's going on our permanent on Juneau.
Okay.
It seemed like a big reason they have liquor store from the taxes they get from selling liquor to a company in Canada, AC, you know, things like that. But seemed like that swimming pool is, you know, it is original. I'm not saying it's that's the reason, but, you know, it was originally put there to save lives, you know. But it seems like the cost of operating it is so high, the city council or whoever need to sell alcohol or have others sell alcohol to pay for it, and it's costing lives, hurting the whole region.
Mm.
I know they take compared to the alcohol board. The alcohol board is, oh, we need to... We hear complaints, we need to hear more, and they come here, they go to Bethel to hear more, and the liquor stores are still open. Something's not directly closing before, closing down again. You know, not only that, it's kind of in our state, too, that some people that elected to the councils and to our legislature to make bad things happen, like our permanent fund, you know, you hear the news that they call it fake news. Mm. That with all the cuts they make, we don't want to get $1,000 more. That's a lie. You know, the House, they meet, and they present a different budget than the government. They put forth false choices the other day. They say, we'll give people $3,000 dividend, but this is what's going to cost. We have to cut teachers. We have to cut all these programs, but they're not telling the truth. A lot of that money is going to three main things. UAA, the education budget, and Medicare. Obamacare is failing, it's supporting failing Obamacare. People can't afford to pay deductible $10,000. Mm. Cost to pay $2 billion, but they need to do something about that. Sorry. And UAA, their 33% graduation rate. They have a lot of administration making $100,000, $200,000, and then it's costing these students like $100,000 in debt when they get out of school. Like it's a scam. Something's wrong when UAA, they lose their accreditation and education. Does it mean the diplomas are worthless now? Because they're not from accredited, and yet they want more money. Look at our schools, the worst test scores in the nation, and they want more money. California, they have 51 superintendents. Alaska has 51 superintendents. And, you know, there are way less people. Something's wrong. They're like, it's a scam. Before we give them more money, you know, they tell us we have to spend your permanent fund to save it for you. That's not right. What you need to do is use your phone, your go to Facebook, go to Permanent Fund Defenders, and the mother places at Hackensack, Alaska. Find out when they're having their meetings in Juneau and call them like what they're doing. They get all the people who work for these unions to call in. But one good thing, one last thing I'll say, they had a Senate meeting and they about restoring our $4,700 permanent fund for 2 years, and over 100 people called. 98% of them were for that because they knew when to call. You need to call what's your name. Don't believe what Tiffany is saying. You know, that's our money, you know. That's wrong. You take with me. I read it in Tinder Rums, Dr. Discovery. The legislatures are being misled. We're being failed by our schools, and if they want our permanent fund money, call in when they have calling, you know. Call Lyman or somebody. It's your money. It's your education of your kids, you know.
Okay.
And they know what's going on.
Okay. Thanks
Thank
for calling
you,
Herman. Yes. On to our next caller we got from here in Bethel. We got Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Peter.
Yes, good morning.
Host.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yesterday, I was going for a walk with me and my family on the side of the river.
Uh-huh.
Crossing with the four-wheeler drivers, especially on my sand pit and the standard down there, where they use that main trail on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple of four-wheelers passing by, one coming down and one going back, going back up. They hit me with soft, like what Dale was saying, there's some real soft spots up there.
Yeah.
So the precaution with those people on the four-wheeler, you hit those soft spots, your four-wheeler could either tip over on
the side. That's right, yeah.
So be extra careful up there. It's getting very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Doy?
Thank you, Tim.
Okay. Okay, all right, Tim, thank you. Kuyana. That's right, yes. Be careful out there. Those four-wheelers are not like snow machines, you know, on soft spots either. So, but we got a caller we lost a minute ago, maybe, from Bethel. We got Howard.
Hello,
good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, yeah, hey, good morning, Howard.
Yeah, on the talk show this morning, I mean, not talk show, but the news, today, at news today, they're coming up to Alaska because the weather is, you know, drastically changed. So they're coming out to the, and they had used names up there like Barrow's old name, Nome, Bethel, and along this coast, you know, they said that it's very abnormal. So they're coming up to do a news, I guess, about it. And but I know it's hard, but people talk about the store that's coming in, coming out. Here's what the other one's with
store.
Oh.
You know, this all this stuff is just Bethel's vote. We voted that one in, and we did it because we're trying to find ways to get revenue for Bethel. There's no money coming in as much as we need, you know. Mm. We got the roads. We got the water that's not helping any bit out here on the sides of the roads either. So unless we find another way of making revenue in Bethel,
mm-hmm.
That's the only way we could do it. But I don't agree with the way that they're going to start this or get this out of the liquor store. It should have been done just the way B&C did theirs, you know. It was already open, so they transferred to another corporation that was willing to take over it and then sell their product out of that store, you know.
Mm.
And I kind of wonder about the guy from upriver, you know. Every time he calls, he never agrees with anything, you know. He should try to find some way to think about something that's more, that we'd all be in agreement with, you know.
Mm.
Instead of just constantly complaining about other places other than his, you know.
Okay.
But really, I hope people be careful out there.
Yeah.
You know, it is drastic changes in the weather here. So
yeah,
right. I don't know. I haven't been out there for a couple of years, so I'm sure it'd be a lot more dangerous than I expect if I walked out there, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you guys take care and
have
a good Shemaya.
Okay, yeah, thanks,
thank you,
Howard, for calling. Yes, okay. Yeah, you know, while he was talking, a thought came to me, you know, is that, you know, if we had a contest, not a contest, but invite people to maybe think of ways to how we can raise revenue for Bethel. You know, I was just thinking about that, and that there must be some ways, you know, that people could suggest, you know, these young sharp minds out there. You know, I'm sure they could come up with some ways that Bethel can gain more revenue that they would need.
Yeah, and I know that the city council is always looking for people to step up and to volunteer and join the committees.
Mm-hmm.
They've got multiple committees. If you're wondering about them, find the City of Bethel's website, and they've got links on their pages for all of the different committees. And I know that they were looking for volunteers here recently. So if you want to be engaged in the community, if you want to voice, if you want to do something that matters, that makes a difference, just be sure to come to these meetings, join the processes, like, you know, Patrick from Fish and Game. There's a process right there. There's your opportunity to become engaged as a member of our community and this whole area. Be sure to give him a call at 543-2839.
Right.
And he just said that it was a one-page piece of paper that you'll fill out, so that there's your opportunity to make sure that you're making a difference today.
Good. Very good. Good suggestion. We're going to go on to our next caller from Bethel. We got Mary. Good morning to you.
Turn the radio down.
Okay.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you, Mary.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Mary.
I just want to say something on KYUK.
Okay.
Concerning liquor store.
Okay.
I was very disappointed when I heard that they were going to open another liquor store.
Mm.
You know, I was born here in Bethel in 1929. And I've lived here all my life. And my concern is my people, the Yiptik people. that are not, that don't know how to handle alcohol. And a lot of our people are dying under alcohol, and I lost three of my kids, and it hurts. My question is, what is alcohol? Have you ever asked yourself, who likes to drink alcohol? You know, I used to drink when first liquor store opened here. Then I quit in 1957. And since then, I haven't had one drop.
Wow.
My husband passed away in 71. And I've been living on my own, taking care of my kids. My grandkids, my great-grandkids, my great-great-grandkids.
Wow.
And five generations in my life. I'm 89 years old, and like I said, I care about my people. The lives of my people are precious under God's eyes. You know, God put us here on earth for a purpose, good purpose, and we should seek that. And for the liquor store, a lot of times I wonder that are trying to open liquor store or already opened liquor store, how much do you care for people? How much do you care for people that drink all the time, hurting their families, their kids, landing in jail, so much heartache using liquor. So I'm going to leave you with a question.
Okay.
What is the liquor doing to you? Are you profiting or are you losing? Kuyana.
Wow. Okay.
Bye.
Yes, thank you very much,
okay,
Mary, for calling in. Yes, those are wise words you just gave us, Kuyana. We'll go on to our next one. From Bethel, we got Carrie. Good morning.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, good morning. Yeah.
Hi. So back to the revenue, I guess, with the city of Bethel, what's been kind of thing in my mind for a couple of years is with all of these broke down vehicles that they haul to the dump and stuff like that, and impound vehicles that aren't claim-based, the city of Bethel should start a salvage, like a vehicle salvage store, because there's still a lot of usable parts on those vehicles that get smashed, and I think that's just my thought on that.
Wow.
That is a good thought. Thank you, Carrie.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Okay, yes. Let's hear more about what other ways we might gain some revenue for Bethel. You know, maybe maybe even suggestions for villages too, you know, because they are, you know, nowadays with all the monies, you know, like from the government and the state kind of declining very rapidly, and you know, people do need some other ways they can gain a little bit of revenue for their towns and villages.
Yeah, and just to kind of speak, you know, to Mary, concern about alcohol. I know that in the villages, there's YKHC has a lot of behavioral health aides, and they're able to do substance abuse assessments. And I know that here in Bethel, there's the Ayagnarvik Healing Center. That's a local residential treatment center. Mm. So we've got some resources here in Bethel and in the surrounding villages.
Okay. All right. On to our next caller. We got Herman from Upriver. Maybe round two?
Yeah.
was going to thank that okay. guy for asking me to give suggestions. Way to go, man. That's the way you get people to think. But I thought of before, you know, if they approve the governor's budget where they give people $4,700 dividend, a family of five would get almost $24,000 in 3 years. They get $75,000 in my community. It'd be about $500,000. That's all. That's what we get a lot of money from taxes. And there, you know, how many millions of dollars they need to run the city? How many million dollars are them lives worth? How many lives? Of how many more lives going to be lost before they say that's enough? Oh, we got enough money now. They gotta find other ways. But you can't believe what you see in the news. They're like mind control. You know, it's getting weird nowadays. But we need to speak up, you guys. And like that one woman said, you know, believe in God and you know, believe in Christ Jesus. That He sent the Holy Spirit to help us. A lot of times, the way our land goes is the way our leaders, what they do. You guys need to say, you guys, the governor come tell you all your money back. You can't be lied to with all these bad things they're taking it away. But, you know, if they give us, if they follow the government plan, more cities get more money. But if they follow what the Democrats are trying to do, or the news is telling me to do it, the state will go bankrupt. They can't afford that Medicaid. It cost them $2 billion last year. You guys need to speak up for your kids. You know, our schools, they need to stop using Common Core. They change it to different way of teaching. They call it Common Core. You need to either change your school board members or tell them what they're teaching them is safe spaces and accept these all the kind of weird behaviors, you know, and it's like there's something taking over our schools and our government. We need to speak up for our people and our kids' future. They need to come, you know, they're opening up Anwar, it's going to shut their pipeline. But please don't believe what you see on news, even on, you know, other places. And don't give up and look forward to our, you know, our new life in heaven because you call on Christ Jesus and he helps you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right, thank you, Herman.
Thank
yes.
you, Herman.
Yes, and then, okay, have a good day. Yes, and then we're prompted to say that you are listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska. And then you're listening to Talkline, and then we're going to give out the numbers one more time.
So we've got 543-KYUK, that's 543-5985. 543-2756.
1-800-995-8954.
Or you could email to radio@kyuk.org.
We welcome your call. And we have a caller here from Bethel. We got Mark. Good morning to you.
Mark. Good morning, fellas. Two quick things. First
okay.
of all, you know, all summer long, we hear public service announcements.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going boating, wear your PFD.
Yes.
Well, you know, the only difference between driving on the river and boating on the river right now is 12 to 15 inches of ice. So if you're
yeah.
going to be traveling on the river, I would say wear a float coat.
Yes.
It's warm enough. That's all you need. Wear a PFD. Nobody is going to laugh at you if they see you wearing a PFD over your jacket.
That's right.
You know, I mean, just really think about it. PFDs save lives, and now is the time of year to be wearing one if you're going to be out on the river.
That's smart, yeah.
Yeah, and they're warm, you know. And
yeah.
So the other thing is, as far as, you know, talking about revenues and economic development,
mm-hmm.
Does anybody know a barber that has never made a good living? and you know, my theory of rural economic development has always been the barbershop theory of economic development.
Wow.
We have you know, we have had barbers who have lived in villages, licensed barbers, licensed hairdressers,
mm-hmm.
and they've worked when they wanted to work and made pretty good money.
Mm-hmm.
Our young people up at Galena, you know, they teach cosmetology. So there's no reason, if you've got a young person who's going to school in Galena, to encourage them to take some of those classes so that when they graduate, they can go out and get a hairdresser license, get a barber license, and go to work in their village. And almost everybody has running water now. There's still a lot of villages that don't, but, you know, there's a lot to do, so that's not an issue. $25-$30 for a guy's haircut, $100 for a perm. How many hours a day do they have to work? And the point is, as far as economic development goes, point is that's a good, well-respected service industry. And the secret to economic development in Bush, Alaska, is to keep those dollars circulating in the village.
That's right.
You're right.
One more time.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple more times. So we've got all kinds of opportunities. There's opportunities for our young people to be able to make a good, honest living with a skill right there in the village, with something that people need. You know, we had years ago, there was a lady who was married to a school teacher. She was from up north. And she was a licensed cosmetologist, and she was doing hair in the teacher housing at Hooper. And, you know, for a while before the school district shut her down, every woman in town had a perm.
Wow. Nice.
You know, every woman in Hooper Bay had a perm. So that's how we economically develop. Mm-hmm. If you think about. You know, the development of the West, so to speak, right? When there was a gold rush, when the railroad came through town, what were the first businesses that started up? Well, one of the very first ones was a barber.
Mm.
And there was the saloon, and there was the undertaker. But, you know, almost everybody's got hair. I don't know about you and me, Peter, but almost everybody's got hair.
Yeah.
So that's my barbershop theory of economic development.
I like that,
Wear your float coat when you're going on the river. Search and rescue will thank you. Your family will thank you. You'll thank yourself.
Amen.
So, all right, gentlemen. Good. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that made me smile. We go on to our next caller from ONC. We got Janelle.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning. I'm Janelle with ONC. I'm the environmental assistant technic there. And I'm calling about our recycling program. This month we had a raffle, and we had 5 prizes. We did the raffle yesterday, and we had 3 winners. 2 people got 2 prizes, and they were Jonica Thomas. She got the $250 Subway gift cards. Katie Nikolai, she got a 1-hour massage donated by and she also got a $20 gift card for AC.
Mm-hmm.
And our other winner is Dolly Boney. She got a movie ticket donated by BNC.
Wow.
Yes.
It's a raffle, but what did they do?
If you recycle with us, we do this every other month, so one bag equals one ticket, and if you just recycle with us, we recycle cans and plastics.
Tins, even like pop cans and...
Yeah.
Okay, and you put them in a bag? What kind of a bag?
We have green and yellow Alpar bags.
Okay.
We provide the bag.
Oh, okay, all right.
Next month, we're doing the top 5 people who recycle, and our prizes are $350 gift cards from Subway. Yeah, a 1-hour massage with Arctic Chiropractic and a movie ticket.
Whoa, okay.
So if you'd like to recycle, call us at ONC, ask for Janelle or Cynthia. Cynthia's not in today. So just call us if you'd like to recycle.
What is the number there?
Our number is 543-2608.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Do you get any questions?
No, you covered it all. I mean, for me.
Yeah, you covered it real well.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. Yes, that's the way to go. Yeah, Gone to our next caller. We got Nick. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Hey, there you are.
Good morning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other day I ended up hearing on the radio, but I don't know what really was going on at the meeting. I'd like to take my hat off and say thank you to Susan Taylor for giving that example with getting a cookie instead of a meal from, you know. And, you know, that's so true. With all of whoever's looking at representing us people, we're saying in the state of Alaska, who we as the people that's here all our lives, not 10 years of our lives, but all our life, and looking at our hardship, and just to end up looking at all our representatives, the governors, and everyone who's making decisions with what's going on, you know, with laws and everything, rules. You know, just think of it. How many of them would really be running if they get a cut, if they get a big cut on their paycheck? You know, there's so many of them that I'm looking at. They're coming here. I don't really like to say I'm against people, but having people coming from who knows where, from downstate, taking over. And it's happening in our towns. In the bigger places, I'm seeing people coming in, just moving in from downstate. And, you know, it doesn't take very long where they're running for our councils. I can't control no one, but, you know, I can end up saying that's not right. And, you know, I've heard I'm going to change the subject here with, the river travel. I think everyone within calling and, you know, given the conditions, and as we all know, us living here, it's not a very safe time to be really traveling. But, you know, you end up hearing, I think, the people who's saying, put on a float coat or, you know, life vest. Yeah, I might myself say, these four-wheelers that's running, you can end up running them yet, but you do have a greater chance to end up falling through with a four-wheeler. But still, if you got a high-performance snow machine, are you going to really believe that the snow machine is going to end up bringing you where you know, your destination is? Because you never know. You know, it's like a trust. You're trusting your life with what you're on. It's a good advice to wear PFD. I mean,
yeah.
Of course I can go 100 miles an hour. Of course I can go across the water. But you'll never know what's going to happen in between there and here. So, yeah.
Okay.
I do appreciate all the good callers at the making sense. And I'll have a good weekend and enjoy your tomorrow down there.
Yes, okay, thank Nick. Thank you for calling. Okay. We're going to continue to go on to our next caller. We got from Quinnahawk. We got Willie. Good morning.
Good morning, Willie.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, this is Willie. Yeah, good morning to you.
Hey, it's absolutely gorgeous down here. I don't know about
I'm good.
That.
Wow. No, it's good out there, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a day to go fishing with rod and reel here.
Oh, wow. You guys got an open river?
Oh, yeah, it's been open most of, with just a short spell of a few days, it's been open for a month and a half down there.
Man,
oh, well.
Yeah, guys were running beaver traps last month with them, with boats.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
So, Yeah. Well, I heard you on there earlier requesting for younger, sharp guys to give you some ideas on the budget, and I don't qualify in either of those departments.
Okay. What do you got today?
But I do have some ideas on PCE.
Okay.
Oh, good.
And my thought process, and I've been working on this for years, is that PCE needed an adjustment a long time ago. Where it should be spent is it should be subsidizing the fuel barges that come to the western side of the state.
Okay.
And make it to where their costs are nothing more than what it would cost to run from Nikiski to Anchorage, you know, and by doing that, you would lower the cost of aviation fuel, gasoline for your cars, heat and fuel for your house, diesel for the electric generators. You would lower the gauntlet if you threw that money into the barge companies and says, all right, now you're selling for what Anchorage sells for. The cost of power would take care of itself. It would cost what just normal cost in the rail belt would cost. And I've been in favor of that for a long time, and I'm making a lot of headway.
Mm-hmm.
I found a lot of friendly Republicans in the Mat-Su Valley that I'm talking with on a regular basis, either them or their aides. And we're making some headway into that instead of totally losing PCE. And so I'm looking at that, but what I'm also looking at is it may just go away. And if it goes away, here's where I'm challenging the Mayor Fred Watson and the City Council. You've got the money in Bethel to keep the cost from going up. Your cost of living goes up in Bethel. It all carries through to all the villages, which are going to be the hardest hit because we don't have all the ABC corporations that Bethel has, being ABCP, LKSD, YKHC, you know, you get the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have that income out here. When your costs go up there, which if electricity goes up, that means everybody's cost goes up. It passes on to the villages, and
yeah,
we don't have no way to compensate for that here because we don't have all that money coming in. So my idea on the whole nine yards is, okay, let's just get a city council that says, wait a minute, PCE goes away, it's 900. I think Mayor Watson said $936,000 or something like that. Well, you got $1.7 million in your swimming pool. That city council has the authority to go ahead and say, all right, we're taking $936,000 out of the swimming pool fund, which is $1.7 million this last year. And we're throwing it right over here at AVAC so that all citizens, 100% of the citizens in Bethel, are being serviced by their tax dollars 365 days of the year. And the cost of living, as far as electricity, does not go up.
Mm.
And that in itself helps all the villages. And I take a lot of heat on Facebook. Holy cow, I've got detractors on there. You know, the swimming pool is a sacred cow. You know, I mean, too many people have their names written all over that thing for it to go down in flames. But it is a huge, huge money loser. It services basically 5% of the people in Bethel on a regular basis. It costs the city appropriated $283 a person, from the tiniest infant to the oldest elder. That's what the appropriation was last year from city council, $283 for each individual in Bethel, whether you ever walk through that door or not. And so we're facing hard times. Yeah, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You know, there's got to be some contingency plans in motion being discussed. It's time for the city council to step up and start taking care of the Delta, because they have a responsibility not just for Bethel. When you're the hub and all these state and federal monies go into Bethel to support all the businesses in Bethel that are only there because they have how many villages that have to come to Bethel for that to even be a needed service. Mm-hmm. The council has a responsibility of taking care of the villages when they're doing their thinking.
Okay.
And most especially their budgeting. And so that was kind of my thought on that today.
All right. That's a lot, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't meet your qualifications, especially the young part is the part I miss the most. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Well,
all right, everybody be safe, and please just stay off of the ice,
yes,
for Pete's sake. You know, we had the horrible incident down here, and the guys recovered Tim Beebe out of the river. We don't need any more. I mean, every year
that's for sure.
You go through that, and the safe thing is just stay off the ice.
Okay.
You'll be boating in 2 weeks anyway.
All right. Good point.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Willie.
Yes. Yep, goodbye.
Good to hear from your village. Yes, yes.
And then, and for those of you that don't know what he's talking about, the PCE is the Power Cost Equalization Program from the state of Alaska.
Okay. Our lines are open. If you'd like to join in, you know, we have a little bit of time left, you know, but you got time. We got time for a few more calls. So, but the time moves fast, you know.
It does.
Yeah, when you're listening to different people talking, you know, some of them have really good ideas, you know, and then there's things that we are finding out that we didn't know until we opened the dial today. So we have a caller from Bethel. We got Susan. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Susan.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I wanted to clarify. Prior callers, our representatives, they're working really hard for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the last round of city elections, all the winners were all the winners of that election were Yupik people that grew up here. So it's like the voters have gotten smarter.
Oh.
And we have good representation and good hard workers in our city council right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been through times where it wasn't like that, and I'm really optimistic that people are stepping up to be more aware and more involved. And one of the prior callers was talking about the university and the school districts wanting more money. No, that's not the thing. The situation is they're facing drastic budget cuts.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. And the budget cuts also will impact, take away the power equalization costs. It'll take away the Medicaid expansion. And the thing about Medicaid is what the state puts in, it's multiply funding from the feds. So it's not just a 50-50% thing. I can't remember the figure, but it comes back a lot from the feds to a multiplied factor to match the little part that the state puts in.
Yeah.
So those things are budget cuts. And I went to that budget town meeting. They've been going around, you know, they're all over the state right now, and the one here at the Culture Center was very well explained at the beginning with a PowerPoint thing, and it was just 3 pages, and it was very easy to understand, and it clearly shows that $3,000 PFD check that was promised us, that got him voted into the governor, was not a promise. It was a bargaining chip. It turned into a bargaining chip. And when you look at all the different things it's going to cost us, all of us, indirectly and directly, it's going to be far more than what that $3,000 is. And even the big families, when you multiply that out, $3,000 each, the costs of these budget cuts are so drastic and so compelling that it's going to be hurting all of us. And on Tuesday, when they do that statewide call-in show and they had the governor talking about the budget and taking calls, it was on KYUK on Tuesday. They do that statewide call-in show after Native American call-in. And some poor, you know, some lady called, and she, I don't want to say poor because that's a negative term, but she, she is a hardworking deckhand that has this early arthritis and facing hip surgery, relies on Medicaid, and also relies on people that are like WAMI, the WAMI program, the doctors. That produces a lot of doctors for our state. And what the WAMI is there's several colleges they go to and rotate around, but pay in-state college expense, and it makes it possible to become a doctor without having too outrageous of college debt. But anyway, she's talking about relying on WAMI doctors and pending hip surgery. So then the governor says, well, that's why the $3,000 is really going to help you. And $3,000 does not pay for hip surgery, and it doesn't provide a doctor. That's just a drop in the bucket. And that's what I meant by that's a cookie in exchange for a meal.
Yes.
We're not stupid. Yeah, we'll give you this big check, but here's the state of your public safety and your public education and your public health now from now on. And you, when you look at your AVAC bill, it shows how much that power cost equalization takes care of. And I'd like our listeners to, you know, really look at that bill, because that really shows that's going to add up to, that's going to, especially the big families, that's going to add up to more than what $3,000 is.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I don't think, you know, when our school statistics, if there's, if they're, if the statistics aren't that good as far as graduates or whatever, taking away money isn't going to solve the problem. Throwing money at them isn't going to solve the problem. But the budget cut is certainly going to hurt everybody that has kids in school or going to school yourself at the college. It's going to hurt all of us.
All right.
Yep. All right. Have a good weekend and safe traveling.
Okay. Thank you very much, too. Yes.
Bye.
Very well said. Okay. We're going to continue on to our callers coming in now. We got from Bethel. Good morning to Sam.
Good morning, Sam. Good
morning, Peter.
Yep. Oh, Sam, yes.
Yep. How's things going over there?
Oh, good on this side. How about your side?
I'm fixing my kitchen sink drain today.
Oh, okay. All right.
The plumber finally get to stay home and work a little bit on this house.
Okay. Got it.
Anyway, I've got a couple of things I want to put out there.
Okay.
Take heed to Mark Leary and Charles Guest's warnings. You know, if you got to travel, even if it's on the lakes, wear your float coat, like Willie said.
Yeah.
On many searches, when we go searching underneath us, you don't see it, but we're wearing float coats, too, so most of the time when there's open water. And I got a reminder last night at our three-and-a-half-hour meeting on the ice and other things with our search group.
Yeah.
That if you got to travel, always try to carry something in your pocket. Couple of screwdrivers on each side, at least to give yourself a chance to get out of the water.
Yeah.
And another older guy came and shared with us that back in his day, the old people used to tell him to tie nails, big enough nails, right to your wrist with yarn or string or something. So it's always handy, because I'm thinking they already knew back then, when you fall in, you hit that shock panic and you can't react to reaching your pocket to grab something. You just want to stay afloat. And if they're tied to your wrist already, then you have that quicker response to get to the side and, you know, stick it in the ice. You'll be amazed at how much power you got when you want to live. You'll do a lot of things unnatural, strong. And then I'd like to say thank you to Mark and his crew for marking the river all season.
Yes.
And he's still doing his effort to make sure that you people are safe along with us. Our concern is that nobody falls in, you know, and travel. If you have to travel, travel in a couple of pairs and don't be so close together where you both fall in. Bring rope with you. And wear your float coats, like Willie was saying. That's an awesome reminder. It's sad to say that we lost a guy downriver, but, you know, it seems to happen every year. Sometimes people forget, and maybe we got to start reminding earlier in the season.
about traveling in pairs. And then back on, about the swimming pool, I love it there, you know. My three-year-old is learning how to dive on his own. And I believe Beb's purpose behind pushing for the swimming pool was to save lives and teach kids how to swim. And if we could teach 10 kids how to swim for $1 million a year, hey, I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
They might go and save you, you know, who knows, you know, or somebody in their generation.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm all for the pool.
Okay.
Yeah. And Chamaya is here today. I haven't seen the schedule, but I'm waiting until Peter tells me when he's going to get up there on the dance floor, and I'll show up for it.
There we Come go. On over tonight then.
Okay. What time?
Okay. We start at 5. Okay. Doors open at 5, and 5:30 we start.
Okay. So. And then also, if there's anybody out there along the Kuskokwim that has a story to tell about the front of your village or your back trails, I'm guessing that all the sloughs are right now are not worth trying to pass on any side.
That's right.
Yeah, because I live up here in Larson. When I drive downtown, I could see the Kilbuck Mountains.
That's right.
And 2 days ago, they were full of snow, and today they're like three quarters gone from the bottom down. So those rivers are running.
We're running low on time.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for the info.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, appreciate you calling in and giving us all that info. So we're going to... Okay. Good day to you. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, Pete.
And then we're going to go on. We got just a little bit more time left, you know, but we're going to go on to our email.
So, yeah, we got an email from Michelle DeWitt. She says she's out of town, but she's got an announcement for Kuskokwim Ice Classic. So she wants to remind folks that with this warm weather, we are encouraging people to purchase Ice Classic tickets early and become familiar with the early breakup rule. And here it is. That if breakup happens on or before our deadline of April 22 at 7 p.m., guesses must be submitted the day before breakup occurs in order to be eligible to win. So the sales phone is 545-8483, and you could also find them on Facebook. And then they've also got a website, iceclassic.org, to get more info. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay, very good. Yes. Might be our, maybe, probably our last caller, maybe. We have Anonymous. Good morning to Anonymous.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'd like to correct Susan. That governor's PCA cut, it's just a proposal. Okay. And if you get $25,000 paid up easy, but that could be changed. You can't keep pouring money at the education system. But there's poor scores. They got to earn their money. Same with UAA. So don't be mentioning you here. Support the governor's budget. It's not $3,000 like what they're. It's false. They're giving you guys false choices, $3,000 or a PFT. The governor says they didn't give you $4,700 for you 3 years. So, you know, don't be listening here on radio. And have a nice weekend and be safe.
Okay. All right.
Okay, get it.
Thank you.
Or, yeah. Okay, we're just looking at the time. You know, I always keep my watch a little bit faster, you know, than normally. So, you know, when I look at my watch, you know, I'm a couple, because I'm usually a little bit late. So
I am too.
So anyway, we just got a couple of minutes, you know, but we wanted to at least, you know, let you know about this great event that's happening in Bethel, the Chamai Dance Festival that we are having here at Bethel Regional High School in Bethel. we got a good lineup this year of dancers and performers that will be with us this weekend, and that we're really looking forward to seeing all of them make it here to Bethel. Today, this evening, we start the event at 5:30. The doors are open at 5 o'clock, and then we usually start out with the host village dancers, which are the Bethel traditional dancers, and KLA will also perform tonight. And then Tuluksak, I was glad to see Tuluksak dancers come in. They revived their dancing years back, and then they're some years back, and then they're coming back again. And so did Kuikluk. And this year, we'll be happy to see Kuikluk, because there was a guy originally from Chivac that had gone over to Kuikluk one year and restarted dancing there with his, you know, talent, and they never stopped dancing since then. They're getting better and better. We'll be happy to see them. Also, we got Jesse Labou. He's with the Inspiring Basketball, B-Ball Hopes. That should be an interesting one. And then also we're dedicating this year's Jamai, and then to an elder from Chifornik. So, and then we're about out of time, but we just wanted to thank everyone that called in today and all of you listeners that listened in today. And we want, and like everybody had been suggesting, that they want people to be safe out there. So take extra time to prepare yourself and to be safe if you must travel. So we're wishing everyone a great Jamai weekend here in Bethel.
Happy Friday. Thank you, Peter.
Yes, thank you very much for everyone. Have a great and wonderful day.